रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. सुम्रकांड चैप्टर नंबर 8 द कार पुष्पक. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. एंड इन द मिडस्ट ऑफ द पैलेस ऑफ रावण हनुमान बिहेल्ड द लॉफ्टी एयरक्राफ्ट इनलेड विद जेम्स एंड ऑर्नमेंट्स विद बर्ड्स फैशन्ड ऑफ मोल्टन गोल्ड. It was practically boundless and peerless. Vishwakarma, the architect of the gods, created it and congratulated himself. Nay, this verily is the very best of all my art. There was no place above or below where its course was not possible. Being divine in its nature, it stood in the sky without touching the ground. Of a truth, it looked like a beacon to indicate the path of the sun. So radiant was it. Every design on it was most carefully and elaborately wrought. The gems with which it was inlaid were of peerless perfection. The very cars of the gods could not boast of the wonders it held. In short, everything about it was rare and priceless. Kubera, the lord of wealth, had it first, and Ravana underwent a course of stern tapas for 10,000 years at the spot of Gokarna to win the favor of Brahma. Endowed with that might, he defeated Kubera, his brother, in battle and wrested from him this wonderful conveyance. It read the unspoken wishes of its lord and coursed accordingly with the speed of wind. It held many mansions of rare form and quality. It was the pattern for everything charming and lovely on earth. Nothing can bar its way. Pure and sacred like the hermitages of the great ones, the home of every luxury and enjoyment, even like the world of gods, won by spotless merit, rich in everything that the heart could desire, even like the palaces of those who found the favor in the eyes of Mahalakshmi, radiant like the abodes of the just who won for themselves the immortal fame by their rare and wondrous achievements. It shone on matchless splendor like the Amaravati of Indra, ever praised by the worlds, and endowed with everything that could charm the hearts of men, sweet music, dance, lovely shapes, and perfect womanhood. It stood aloft in mid-sky, latent with matchless speed. Like a lofty mountain peak with curious trees and veined with priceless ore, it had endless courts and was clean and spotless, even like the autumnal moon. It was dotted with many a statue, fashioned like Rakshasas, coursing through the sky with huge bodies and faces adorned with earrings, and like elementals with round, straight and slanting eyes wide open. It was more beautiful than spring itself in its dense forests, covered with shoots, flowers, and fruits of every hue, rivers, streams, pools, zephyrs, bees, peacocks, cuckoos, deer, lovely men and women that were ever associated with that most charming of seasons. And Hanuman, the monkey warrior, beheld with boundless surprise the car Pushpaka that owned Ravana as its master. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.